Good evening, anglers. Welcome to Hooked on Fly Fishing. I'm Colin Shepherd, and it's Friday, the 12th of October. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Tackle in Newmarket. They have the biggest range of fly fishing and fly tying gear in New Zealand. Now, the staff at Rod and Reel will help you choose that gear. More importantly, they will show you how to use it. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. Now, on tonight's show, we have some fly fishing news. Met Service has provided us with accurate weather forecasts. We check out some river flows and levels with Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council, and Genesis Energy. Our freshwater report is checking, and we'll finish with the fly fishing tip of the week. Some fly fishing news, the moon phases. The next full moon is on the 25th of this month. A full moon occurs when the apparent longitudes of the moon and sun differ by 180 degrees. At this time, 100% of the moon's visible surface is illuminated. What does it mean? Well, around the time of the full moon, fish are sluggish and less likely to strike at your choice of fly. You still go fishing, of course you do. You just have to put in more time and effort. Remember the saying, new moon, fisherman's favourite, full moon, fisherman's folly. The annual Lower Waikato River Trout Competition ends tomorrow. We've spoken about this on the radio for several weeks now, and it finishes tomorrow afternoon. Now, good luck to all those competing anglers. I have had a couple of emails from the organisers during the week, and they say the comp is going very well, and some very good fish have been caught and weighed in. On Friday, the 16th of November, we will have in studio Andrew Perrin, well known to regular listeners here, and Andrew has returned from a saltwater fly trip to Exmouth in Western Australia. We'll talk about that. We will also, at the same time, have on air from Melbourne, James Laverty, and he works for Fly Fishing, Fly Odyssey Australia, and they arrange trips to fly fishing destinations. So keep that in mind, Friday, 16 November. All anglers are reminded to make a submission about the Indigenous Freshwater Amendment Act. This proposed act has a significant threat to trout and salmon in New Zealand. Now, Fish and Game have made it quick and easy to make a submission. You just go to the Fish and Game website, fishandgame.org.nz. Fill it all up. You need your name and email address. That's all you need to do. Time is running out, so you need to get onto this now. fishandgame.org.nz, Indigenous Freshwater Amendment Act. Make a submission. The Auckland Fly Fishing Anglers Club has updated their website. I had a look at this late this afternoon, and it's very impressive indeed. Now, the Auckland Fly Fishing Anglers Club is set up to support and to promote fresh and saltwater fly fishing. Now, they've been doing this for 46 years. They do a good job. Have a look at their website, afac.org.nz. Now, if you have any news about upcoming fly fishing events, fishing reports, or any comment about fly fishing in general, just contact the Hooked on Fly Fishing radio show by emailing me, Colin, on col.pam@xtra.co.nz. That is col.pam@xtra.co.nz. Now, let's look at some weather with Met Service. The Auckland Marine weather from Met Service. The situation. A low and associated fronts pass across New Zealand today and moves away to the east on Saturday, followed by a strong, cold, southerly flow. Southerly start to ease on Sunday as a slow-moving ridge of high pressure builds from the west. Now, forecast for Manukau Harbour, Saturday. Changing southerly 20 knots early morning, tending southwest late morning, then rising to 25 knots, gusting 35 knots in the afternoon. Easing to southwest 50 knots in the evening, sea becoming rough in the afternoon, easing in the evening. Poor visibility and showers, clearing in the morning with fine breaks increasing. forecast for Waitemata Harbour Saturday. Changing southerly 25 knots, gusting 35 knots early morning, easing to southwest 20 knots, 20, gusty 30 knots late morning. Then rising to southwest 25 knots, gusting 35 knots for a time in the afternoon. Sea rougher times. Now, the outlook for Sunday, both harbours, easing to southwest 15 knots everywhere, early and southerly 10 knots later. I suggest to you that you need to be very careful if you're boating on the weekend. Met Service Waikato, if you're fishing in the Waikato region, the forecast for Saturday, isolated morning showers, clearing to a fine day, strong southerlies easing. Sunday in the Waikato region, fine with early frosts, southerlies gradually dying out. For those fishing the Rotorua region, good evening to you. Forecast for Saturday, a few morning showers clearing to a fine day, southerlies strong in exposed places. Sunday in Rotorua, fine, apart from isolated showers from afternoon, southerly breezes. Taupo region, good evening anglers down there. Saturday, showers becoming isolated in the afternoon and clearing in the evening, southeasterly, strong at times, gradually easing. Sunday in Taupo, mainly fine, apart from early frost. If you're up and over the hill into Taumanui, forecast for Saturday, a few morning showers clearing to a fine day. Southeasterly, strong at times, gradually easing. Sunday in Taumanui, mainly fine apart from early frosts and isolated afternoon showers. Now, our South Island listeners on the Canterbury Plains, Saturday, partly cloudy. A few showers in the north at first, falling as snow above 500 metres at first. Southwesterlies strong about the coast. Canterbury Plains region on Sunday, cloudy periods and a few showers, clearing in the afternoon. Now, thanks to Met Service for those reports, we do appreciate that. Now, let's look at some river levels. The Punu River is 23 kilometres south of Tawamutu and currently at 8.2 metres and rising. It's flowing at 10 cubic metres per second and rising, dirty, too fast to fish. The next one over at the Mangatutu is at 1.2 metres and it's flowing at 4.2 cubic metres per second and it's rising, rain in the foothills. The Ohinamuri River, measured at Karangahake between Pairua and Waihi, is 11.9 metres. It's flowing at 6.9 cubic metres per second. That's well up on last week. The Tauranga Taupo River, at the southern end of Lake Taupo, is at 0.37 of a metre. That's also up on last week. And the Waipa River, measured at Otiwa, is at 75.9 metres and rising. It's flowing at 17 cubic metres per second. It's rising, too fast to fish. The Nongataha River at State Highway 5, and remember that the Nongataha is closed above the highway until 1 December. It's currently at 2.26 cubic metres per second, well up on last week, and that is very fast for this river. The Whakapapa River is at 3.2 cubic metres per second and rising. The Whanganui River, measured at Puriaka, is at 20 cubic metres per second and rising. And the Tongariro, measured at Turangi, is at 29 cumics. That's also up on last week. Now, wet and windy weather has been forecast. These rivers will continue to rise. You need to be very careful when wading. Now, thanks to Waikato Regional Council, Bay of Plenty Regional Council and Genesis Energy for that information. Excellent websites, updated continuously. Thank you. Okay, we'll have a very quick break and then the first of our fishing reports.
We'll be right back.
the centre, hooked on fly fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Rough Justice, Rolling Stones from their Bigger Band album. Bill Robinson is a long-time Rotorua resident, but more importantly, he is a longer-time Rotorua angler. And that's exactly why we want to talk to him and find out what the hell's happening with the fishery before we head out on the weekend. Good evening, Bert.
Good evening, Colin.
How are you, Bob?
Not too bad.
Very good. Okay, what's happening since last Friday when we...
Well, there's a hell of a lot happening, actually. It's quite interesting. Fishing has been quite good. It's picked up along the Ringiuru Bay area on Lake Tarawera.
Okay.
In the shallows there, there's been some quite good fish caught at times. Still some quite good fish coming out of Rotowiri at times. A few browns came out on opening day, which was quite interesting, a couple of browns. Mm-hmm. Our channel is still producing some good rainbows and some very, very good browns. What else is happening? Oh, there's a big write-up in the local paper about concerns raised with that amendment to the Fishermen Bill. And that's causing some major problems, and it's actually the information that's coming out now makes it look a hell of a lot worse than we thought first suspected. So It's not looking good at all.
Well, that's very important for a town like Rotorua or Taupo Turangi, of course.
Absolutely.
Okay, are they getting stuck into the proponents of the Amendment Act?
Yeah, we still need people to write in now. They're calling for submissions on this amendment, which means that it's actually been accepted by all the political parties and it's gone up for the select committee. So it's a bit of a worry, really. Some of the concerns raised are like... allowing the treaty settlements to override important elements of the sports fisheries management regime, the ability to revoke existing regulations in the freshwater fisheries regulations 1983 that expressly require the consent of fish and game before fish can be transferred or released in the area of jurisdiction. And it's looking at giving freshwater fisheries management plans prepared by DOC priority over the sports fish and game management plans prepared by fish and game. There's just so many things happening, and one of the things now is that Sir Geoffrey Palmer has done extensive work on the actual act itself, and his findings, of course, are in favour with fish and game, but it now appears that DOC in particular are now challenging his findings.
Correct, yes.
So it's going downhill real quick, so we really need to get people in now. The end date for submissions is the 28th of October.
Yes.
And one of the things that surprised me and it was that they're asking that... asking about ideas to actually help our native fish. And now, it's just beggars belief, really, when we know what the problems are. We know what we've got to do. We've got bugger all vegetation on stream edges. We've got high nitrogen levels in the water. We've got bugger all water in other places. And we know what we've got to do to fix it. You know, and what worries me is that they're going to run roughshod over fish and game, and then it'll only be called the Game Council, not the Fish and Game Council, because we're going to lose all that if we don't get off their backsides and do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sounds a bit scaremongery, but in actual fact, this is probably the most serious challenge we've had in the last 40 years of fishing that I remember. So, we've got to do something about it. So you've got to get your submissions in to see what... just to prove that, you know, the people that are out there fishing do actually care.
Correct, I agree. Fish and Game have made it easy. Go to the Fish and Game website, fishandgame.org.nz. On the front page, the home page, there's a whole article about the Indigenous Freshwater Amendment Act. And you can click here to make a submission. You just need your name, email address. It's very important. You've got to have your say. Let them know what you think of Fish and Game have made it easy. One of the clauses I read, Bert, was that basically it's going to do away with Fish and Game.
That's what it is. It's a direct attack on Fish and Game.
Yep.
Now, Doc already administered the Taupo area, and that was reserved when they changed over from acclimatisation societies because of the way it's structured with Tuwharetoa.
Yes.
And there's quite an interesting lot of information available on that. But if Fish and Game, if DOC, it's the Department of Conservation, which is primarily, and the exception, of course, is Taupo, are primarily there for the protection of indigenous fauna and flora. Now, we don't have, the trout aren't that, but they've been here over 150 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we need to fight like hell to make sure that Fish and Game exists in the form it is. If you don't like the form that it's in, don't go with the change to the bill. What you do is you actually, in 3 years' time, get off your butt and stand for council. And you just don't do it for yourself. You actually get other people, like-minded people, to do exactly the same, and you can change it from within. The farmers already proposed doing that.
Yes.
You know, Fish and Game's a thorn in the side of farmers. The good farmers, and there's some really good farmers out there I've worked with a lot over the years. We're putting, trees and shrubs and fencing off waterways and all sorts of stuff in there. But there is a dirty few that are buggering up for everybody else. And I know Federated Farmers suggested that farmers stand for Fish and Game Council, and in fact I know quite a number of farmers who are actually on Fish and Game, and they're there because they are concerned about the environment. We don't need any rednecks in there, that's for sure.
Okay. Yes, I agree, Bert. Yes, it's a very important time for freshwater anglers because it affects not only trout, salmon of course.
No, that's right too, yes. You know, and it could have a major impact. I know. You know, one of the lakes here, Okaraka, one of the few streams that actively runs into that lake, they found a very rare galaxid up there.
Okay.
So they put nets up there so trout can't get up.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
Yes.
Protects them.
Yes.
There's other areas where that's happened. I think they found some up in Hamarana as well, and they've got an area there netted off. The trout don't go right the way up.
Okay.
Or only go partially up. But, you know, it's a very worrying time because if we lose Fish and Game, we're going to lose the fishing that we have. It will not be what we've got used to. And, you know, it can always get better, but I can tell you now it's going to get a hell of a lot worse if Fish and Game are destroyed in the process.
Yes, I agree. Well said, Bert. Now, let's get back to the Rotorua fishery. In particular, how are the big lakes going?
Yeah, pretty good actually. Some people, well, we've had some pretty bright sunny days, which has made the boaties having a bit of trouble. But last night we had a horrendous amount of rain and a huge amount of wind, and it really stirred the fishing up into the streams. Utahina, Waitati, and Longataha all three had fish coming through them, so that was quite good. Quite a few fresh fish down the Okeri Arm around the control gate. Some nice fish been coming out of there, 4 or 5 pound at the moment, but the occasional bigger one amongst them. There's still quite a few spent fish around. As I mentioned earlier, Tarawera has been not too bad. Okatoina has been quite tough. I know two of the top anglers around Rotorua, Pat Swift being one of them, they fished it for 2 days and said they only got 24 fish.
Okay.
And I thought that was a bit disappointing. Which probably for them it was, but you know, for Joe Average, it's pretty good catch rate, really. As I said, a couple of browns were caught in Rotorua on opening day as well. Now, with the browns, there's a lady up at Waikato University who's doing some isotope sampling on brown trout from Rotorua. Nothing from the channel, but she's looking for browns that are around various parts of Lake Rotorua, as long as they come out of Rotorua. And if you've got the the length, the day it was caught, and what area it was caught in. Mm-hmm. People can just give me a call, and I can pick them up, put them in the freezer, and get them over to here. It's very important because it's part of the funding has become available for as part of the clearing of trying to clear catfish out of Lake Rotuihi, okay. And they are spreading. They've hit critical mass, and when a female catfish can have up to 10,000 eggs, live babies, that's pretty serious stuff, because I'll colonise that lake pretty bad. They'll go down the Kaituna, they will go up the Ohau, but they want to see what browns will actually do, and how much they will actually feed on them, and they can do that by isotope analysis.
Okay, so if you catch one, just contact Bert Robinson.
Yeah, just contact me, and if you get it, nothing in the channel, but sort of Okerry Arms and the bay at the down at the outlet of the Ohau channel. Okay. And also anywhere else other than that, around the geothermal area in particular, because that's where a lot of the catfish are now turned up.
Okay.
And anywhere you get a brown in there, as long as you can give a rough estimate of where you caught it, the length of the fish, and get it on ice as soon as you can, and give me a call, and I'll arrange for it to be picked up, and we'll get it over to Hamilton. She's got a shortage of browns.
Okay.
What they're looking at doing is using, if it works, using browns as a partial control measure for catfish, because browns do feed on them.
Good.
Up to a certain age when the spikes get a bit much. But she's having trouble finding them. They're not that common in Rotuihi, but when they're there, they're usually quite a good fish. So.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll grab your phone number shortly. Thanks for that, Bert. Now, school holidays about to finish. Been lots of anglers around? Been busy down there?
Not quite as busy as I would have expected, but then the horrendous price of petrol's not been good. Once people get here, they find the petrol's a bit cheaper than anywhere else, and so they can do a bit more. But, man, you've really got a budget these days to be able to decide how far you're going to go for a fish. That's for real.
It does have a bearing, yes.
Yes, $220 down here, which is actually not bad. You can use your discount card if you go to one of the petrol stations. But, it's certainly been it's become a hellish time to travel anywhere, to be honest.
Yeah, that's right. Now, you've got rain forecast for Saturday and finding up a little bit, overcast on Sunday. Where's Bert Robinson going to fish this weekend? Give us an inside tip.
Well, I'd be looking at Nongataha any time from now. It will be murky, but you can fish the edges of the murk or even into the murk, and there will be fresh-run rainbows in there, but there's likely to be the occasional brown in there too, because we're coming up to the start of the second run of browns up the Nongataha, but Utahin is another one, and they'll clear fairly quickly, and the Waitati, of course.
Yes, below the state highways, of course.
Yeah, definitely below the state highways, yeah.
I looked at the Nongataha flow late this afternoon. I think it was at 2.26 cubic metres per second. That's quite high for that river.
Well, we had a horrendous amount of rain last night. It just blew and it hammered down.
Uh-huh.
So it's not surprising that it's come up. Uh-huh. Just got to be very, very careful in the mouth of Nongataha and the Waitati, because there are some very, very soft spots in there. A couple of local anglers have been down there and had a bit of trouble.
Mm.
Sunk up past their knees and some soft stuff on the bottom. Mm. So
be careful when wading, as always.
Very careful, as always.
All right, thank you, Bert. Now, your contact details, please.
Yeah, I'm on 0272896079. Just give us a call or text, and I'll fill in on any details you might need to know.
As is the offer, anglers. Bert Robinson, Rotorua Fly Fishing, 0272896079. Thank you, Bert. Talk to you next week.
Well, good. I'll be here somewhere.
Thank you, Bert.
Thanks, Colin.
See
ya.
Mr. Bert Robinson. Remember, if you catch a brown as well, 0272896079. Thank you, Bert. Okay. Quick break, and then more fly fishing stuff.
Thank you.
Centre, hooked on fly fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Martin Langlands lives in South Island. And Martin has many years' experience as a fisherman, a fly tyer, a fly designer, a casting instructor, and a fishing guide. And Martin's aim when he's fishing with a client is to be innovative, informative, friendly, and professional. And that's exactly why we want to talk to him on a Friday to find out what's going on. Good evening, Martin.
Hello, how are you going today?
Very good, thank you. Now, looking at your Met Service forecast, you've got snow coming in the hills.
We have indeed, Look, you know, as I've mentioned, you know, previously, we've had a very sort of dry spring down here, but
yes.
That's just changed today. We've had quite heavy rainfalls and a lot of snow down to 300 metres. So, you know, not heavy snow, but yes, it's all over the foothills and it's all over, you know, the main divide hills. So,
okay.
Yeah, very cold.
Now, that will top up the rivers eventually, of course.
You're onto it. There's a real positive for it. I think, you know, yes. I think all nature's probably really happy about it, to be honest.
I agree.
You know, maybe except some of the farmers that might be doing late lambing or shearing. But, yeah, no, really good. You know, just, you know, we've had low flows, really low flows. So it just sort of goes a long way to, you know, helping those rivers, you know, with a little bit of cold water and a little bit of inflated flow.
Yes. Now, when the snow melts, you get that sort of grey, milky type of...
Yes, can be for sure.
Yeah. How long does that take to clear? Is it a couple of days or...?
Look, it really varies, as Colin. It's really interesting. Snow melts are a really interesting thing. You know, we deal a lot with that in the South Island.
Yes.
It depends upon what the weather does when this front finishes off. Sometimes if it goes, what we'll have after a southerly polar blast like we've had, it'll swing right back to a warm nor'west, and it can melt really quickly. And that'll frequently quite discolour the rivers, you know, beyond cloudy. It'll make them quite discoloured.
Yes.
And, you know, that might last 4 or 5 days, sometimes shorter, sometimes longer.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes if it's cold and the snow releases slowly, snow melt has no effect. So it's always quite variable.
Yes.
Mm.
Okay, have you noticed a feeding pattern? Does it change with the snow melt or...?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, what's happened, I mean, you know, down here for most of the rivers on Canterbury, which, you know, I've seen a lot today, I've actually been guiding today, and, you know, while I was scrambling around looking for options, you know, so most of the rivers are higher. And, you know, when those rivers come higher after a low flow, what it tends to do is dislodge a lot of insects.
Okay.
You know, one that I think particularly dislodges on the higher flows is Dobson fly larvae,
yes.
Creepers or toe biters, they're commonly called.
Yes.
And that's a really big insect, look a little bit like an aquatic insect. Are you familiar with them?
Yes.
Yeah, sure. So that's a really big food source that gets dislodged in.
Okay.
Also worms. You know, we got a lovely fish today on a worm fly. So, you know, what happens is fish still feed.
Yes.
And it's about sort of fishing the edges. It's definitely a lot harder. Almost a little bit mystic and esoteric, but, you know, bang away with indicators and big worms and especially creepers, Dobson flies, if you're going back in the high country, or bigger stone flies. So that's my general response to it. Also, streamers can work too when things flood. So, you know, trout definitely feed, but it makes it very hard for the anglers. I think it involves an angler has to have an approach with a lot of faith when you're fishing the higher discoloured water, but it can still be done. We did it today, and my client and good friend had a free fish day, which is we were really happy with because 85% of the rivers are out of commission.
Okay, so your job as a guide is to find that water that's fishable.
Yeah, for sure. Look, and it was a really interesting morning because, I mean, you know, the rain came in last night, and I thought, as soon as I thought, okay, I picked a particular river that I thought might, you know, a smaller river, obviously, that would come up. I knew the rivers would rise, and as soon as I got there, I just knew we had to move quickly without being panicked. But, you know, I knew we had 2 or 3 hours of fishing before the river would become too discoloured.
Mm-hmm.
And that was what we did. We got to the river, set up, you know, indicator, tungsten bead nymph, nice-sized worm. Not necessarily a San Juan worm. They don't always have to be bright red. You can, you know, get really nice natural-coloured worm imitations now too. And then we just started banging away, saw a few fish on the edges, and got the success in, and then we walked away from the creek at about 11:30.
Okay.
You know, it became too discoloured, so a lot of it's about timing.
Well, that's where your expertise comes in, over 20 or 30 years' experience.
Well, it sure does. It sure does, and a bit of luck as well, might I add.
There's always a bit of luck in fishing, isn't it?
I mean, you know, it's preparation. You know, as this every sports person or every science or whatever person would say, the more preparation you put in, the more your luck, the better your luck is.
Yeah.
And, you know, I thank you. It's a nice compliment, but I certainly, you know, a little bit of luck as well, for sure.
The old saying.
And a good stickable client, too. I mean, faith comes into this whole game of fly fishing, I think.
That's right.
You know, especially when you're against it. Do you want to do it? You know, or do you want to just sit around drinking coffee or whatever? You know, do you want to fish? That's the first. And you, yes, we do want to fish. Cool. That's, you know, that's, if you want to fish, let's go and do it.
Okay. Now, if Martin Lang's going out tomorrow, Sunday, where would Martin be fishing?
It's a really good question. Yeah, I'm just back from a road trip. I've just done a six-day road trip throughout North Canterbury. We were sort of based in Hamner Springs, and we did up there. A lot of those waters are coming high, and I've just come back to Darfield and crossed to quite a few rivers. A lot of those rivers are coming high. Oh, look, if I had to go fishing, you might probably find me trying to seek out a small meadow spring creek somewhere in Canterbury.
Yes.
Or even maybe going to the coast and... you know, fishing for sea run fish in the estuarine waters. It certainly wouldn't be a good weekend to pursue headwater fishing.
Okay.
Or, you know, I don't think it'll be a great one for sight fishing. Most of the rivers are, you know, not grimly flooded, but definitely swollen.
Okay. Maybe work on your gear and let them drop
Spring
and
Creek.
Clear a bit.
And, you know, as I say, there's always options, Spring Creeks. And, and you know, sometimes, as I keep saying, just accept the attitude that, okay, I'll go out and give it a try. And, you know, try and break down some barriers. I think a lot of people... You know, it's good to go out when conditions are not good because you learn, you know, and it's... I've always really enjoyed it.
Okay, you can get too comfortable, I suppose. Yes.
You can get too comfortable against the odds. It's a lot, you know, when against the odds, and if you can get success is different then. As I say, you know, we got three fish today. They weren't big. The biggest was maybe 3.5 pounds, but total success to do that, and it's such a good feeling.
Good work. Thank you, Martin. Now,
thank you.
How do people contact you?
Sure, they can find me on Facebook. Just put in Martin Langlands, LANGLANDS, into Google. Or you can find me on my website, troutlands.com.
All right, that's Martin Langlands on Facebook, and I can recommend his Facebook page.
Thank
He's
you.
Got photos.
So, look,
and
in terms of options for the weekend, you'll have to check your flows, you'll have to check your weather. I think tomorrow's still going to be really cold. But, look, all I can say is for mid next week onwards, it's going to be really good.
There we go. We'll talk about that next Friday.
Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Martin.
See you, Colin.
Cheers.
Bye.
Have a look at troutlands.com, Martin Langland's website. He's got videos and flies and all that sort of stuff. Very good. Thank you, Martin. Okay. Quick break. More fishing stuff. Into Hooked On Fly Fishing on Planet FM 104.6. Stella Gordon is a long-time resident of the Taupo Tūrangi area. And Stella is an expert on fishing the rivers and lakes of the Central Plateau. And, as always, she is live on air with us now. Good evening, Stella.
Hello, how are you?
Very good, thank you. How's your Taupo Tūrangi region?
We have had a considerable amount of rain overnight, which is very welcome because we certainly haven't had any for a very long time.
Yes.
2 to 3 weeks, really. We've had a little bit of skiffy rain prior to that, but really no consistent rain. So we really need it, and rivers have, got a little bit of colour, and but will drop away very quickly, obviously. We're supposed to have a little bit more rain today, which we haven't really had, and we've now got sunshine, and it's just gorgeous, absolutely gorgeous.
Okay. You're minus one overnight. It's getting a bit nippy again.
It is. It's very cool. The air temperature is very cool tonight. But I think in actual fact we'll get a good frost.
Yes.
There's a bit of snow that fell across the desert, and it's still snowing on the mountain at the present point in time. It's very cloudy and very sort of snowy south of us. In fact, it looks as though it's snowing in the back of the Kaimanawas at the moment.
Okay.
But, you know, we just like a little microclimate here. It looks as though it's right round us, but we're like a sunny little spot in the middle, so...
It's good, isn't it?
Lucky. We're very lucky.
Now, the Tauranga Taupo River is how many paces from your front door? 39?
27
paces. How's that river looking?
It's looking good. It's had a little bit of extra volume overnight, but it's been... I mean, obviously, when I spoke to you last, we've had no rain really of any significance, so it's been what you call particularly low.
Yes.
And very clear. And obviously, fish have been pocketed in those riffles. But, you know, there's been no lack of fish. There's been a reasonable amount of pressure because it's obviously been school holidays. And for those that have been fishing, the fishing's actually been fairly consistent. You know, there's a real mixed bag. There's a lot of fish that are mending fish that are moving, wandering downstream. But there's also a few of good quality fish that are popping up as well. And certainly a lot of fish that are very obvious and visual in the open cast water. But for those that are concentrating on fishing the riffles and, you know, water that's got a little bit of cover, first thing and last thing. But we've also had some very interesting dry fly fishing as well. Surprising, you know, we've had some beautiful days with some significant warm patches throughout the middle and some significant hatches. And I think we talked about that last week on the Tongariro as well. So it's early days. I mean, it's certainly October, but we certainly have had a very settled period of weather. And this week's been good too, really good.
Okay, well, we're hearing good reports still out of the Hene Mai Ia.
Very much so.
Yes, it's all going gangbusters. And you say school holidays are coming to an end now. People will be heading back home.
Yes, I mean, it's been interesting in the Tongariro. I mean, you go for a walk along the Tongariro and it's hard to believe that the number of people that are actually fishing and the numbers of fish that have been caught as well. So, you know, it's late in the season, but I think now for the last two or three seasons we've actually realised, well, finally I think people have actually realised that fish run all year round.
Yes.
And as I always say, it's a matter of fishing to conditions that prevail on the day. And it's, you know, even interestingly enough this week with our TT, we've had a number of wet liners that have fished quite consistently, having, you know, walked up and walked back down and picked up, you know, reasonable numbers of fish, simply because they've been able to canvass the bottom of the river and find out where those fish are, likewise in the Tongariro. So, you know, there's so much water that's available to fish. The fact that we've got, you know, we haven't got a significant moon, but we will have good cloud cover tonight. So for those that are off the river mouths, and we haven't really had a lot of wind, which has allowed those to fish the small stream mouths as well as, you know, like the deeper mouths, like the Tongariro and the Waimarino and the Tauranga Taupo as well, both inside and off the drop-off. So, you know, there's just, you know, so much water, as well as naturally Otamanakau, which would I imagine in the last day or two would have been freezing. You probably had snow, rain, wind and sunshine today. But, you know, I mean, that's the nature of the beast. And also I understand that there's been some tracks which are in the process of being placed by DOC, which is very positive for Otamanakau, which means that over the summer months it's going to be a little bit easier perhaps for people to get around the lake, which will really, really positive.
Okay, that is good. I wasn't aware that DOC were doing some extra tracks over there. That's good, yeah. Now, the Big Lake Taupo itself, is that starting to drop at all, the level?
It's dropped significantly. In fact, it's hard to believe how much it's dropped over the last 3 weeks. But then we really have had no rain, and there's been sort of there's been little rain in the catchment as such, you know, even right throughout the Waikato. So as a result of that, all the dams have dropped, which is fortuitous, because really, even through the last couple of years, through the summer months, we've had, you know, really high levels.
Yes.
And in doing that, it's just allowed us to actually fish, you know, those river mouths. But also the fact is that those that are out fishing first thing in the morning, just off the, you know, 200 metre mark, harling, as well as those that are jigging and just weed lining. And there's been some really superb fish. It's been actually what I'd call up and down from the point of view, but that's always the case. It's just a matter of actually finding out where those fish are. And for those that have been harling inside the 200 metre mark, especially from the TT mouth through to Motutere, quite a lot of fish, lots of smolt, and, you know, we really haven't had too much wind, so therefore fish are still holding in relatively close. And also the water temperature, even though we've had quite a bit of sunshine, is still cool. So fishing's good. Well, can't really complain.
All right, thank you, Stella. Thank you. Lovely to catch up. Now, your contact details, please.
07-38-68-953. Open 7 days. Can't say that for much longer, can I? And, yes, more than happy to help. And if anyone wants a wee catch-up. So, no, it's if you've got the opportunity, naturally this week is going to be prior to Labour weekend's always a good week to be here because there's simply no pressure. Yes. And Friday is Hawke's Bay anniversary day, so that always means that people are going to be here from Thursday, Friday through. But there's just so much water, and as you said before, you know, the Hinny, even the Waitanui, you know, there's just a good number of fish and so much water to fish too. So,
all right, thank you. Now, there's the offer. Anglers, Stella Gordon, the store at Turangaita, right by the banks of Tauranga Taupo River, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m, 7 days a week. Give Stella a ring on 07-386-8953 and talk fly fishing Taupo Turangi. Thank you for that. We do appreciate it.
Wonderful. Talk to you next week.
Thanks, Stella.
Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Stella. Now, we've just come out towards the end of the show, and have we? Yes, we have time for the fly fishing tip of the week. Riffles and aerated water. Trout need 5 to 6 times the amount of dissolved oxygen in water over 22 degrees from what they require in water under 8 degrees. Riffles and turbulent water produce dissolved oxygen as well as a place where a conveyor belt of food will be available. Fish these areas first. It's a good tip from Kiyoshi Nakagawa. Hooked on Fly Fishing is proudly supported by Rod and Reel Newmarket. Have a look at their website, rodandreel.co.nz. We'll be back on air next Friday at 6 p.m. Until then, good fishing.
Your language, your interests, your community on planetaudio.org.nz.
Our Earth has existed for 45 million centuries, but this one is special. Ours has the planet's future in its hands.
Technology, entertainment, design.